Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airborne. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist from your 130th Public Affairs.
It's UTA weekend. That means another CDS drop. Colonel Priest, it's March UTA. What are your priorities?
Hey, Senior Crist. Thanks for having us. Good to be back on the podcast after we missed last month. First thing I want to mention is our response to the flooding that occurred in southern West Virginia. They asked for the help of the National Guard, and we had about 25 airmen go down and assist our citizens in need. I want to thank the airmen that volunteered. I also want to thank our commanders and chiefs and leaders who helped coordinate. They made it look easy, and I appreciate that. It's also a reminder that in the National Guard, we have a unique mission, not only to the federal response, but also to our state. You know, in the active duty and reserves, they just respond to federal needs. And in the National Guard, we also respond to the state. It's sometimes overlooked, but it's just as important as our federal response. So thank you all for who are a part of that, and hopefully as well. Going into this drill, the big theme we're going to have are mass physicals. We're doing over 600 physicals this three-day drill weekend. So I want to thank the medical group for putting this together. They've done it for a couple years now. It greatly improves our readiness, and it also frees up time on other drills. They make it look easy, even though it's a ton of work. If you're one of the 600 people who is getting a physical this weekend, please make sure you show up on time and have any paperwork that you've been asked to do. That'll help make it go smoothly. We also have retirement for Chief Debbie Turrell. On Friday, she'll do her final flight and then have a retirement ceremony that afternoon. Chief Turrell is the Chief Loadmaster in the 130th Airlift Squadron. She is an outstanding loadmaster. She's also someone that she cares about the people that work for her and work with her, and she's going to be missed. But the good news is she has been hired to serve as our Airman and Family Programs Director. She'll be replacing Miss Beth Melton once she finishes her terminal leave. And that passion and hard work that she displays, I think, is going to make for an easy transition to that next job. We have two new guests with us today. I want to welcome them both. First, we'll start with Colonel Switzer. He began February 1st as our deputy wing commander. For those of you that don't know Colonel Switzer well, I just give you a quick introduction. Lifelong member of the 130th, highly intelligent, very charismatic, and he's someone who really loves the wing and the people that serve in this wing. He's going to be an incredible leader, and I look forward to working with him, and I think you guys are going to love his leadership. Also want to welcome Chief Master Sergeant Jeff King. He'll start as the wing command chief on April 1st. But he'll begin that transition after this March drill. I've known Chief for almost 30 years. He's held several positions in the operations group. Regardless of where he's been, he's always excelled, and that's because of his intelligence, his hard work. He's someone who's known if you ask him to take care of a task, you don't have to worry about it. He just gets it done and makes it look easy. He's also going to be a great representative for our enlisted force and a trusted member of our leadership team. So looking forward to working with Chief King. Next, between now and next drill, we will be supporting the State of the Union. We'll have our SURF there, members of our comm squadron and our force support squadron. I want to thank those folks for the sacrifices they make and for being there in case our nation needs us. They also supported the inauguration. We don't have a drill in April. We're trying a new drill schedule this year where we have 2 months. So hopefully we can take care of our training, keep our training percentages and our readiness up, and make this a success. And then finally, the last thing I want to mention is Sunday at 1400, we have a wing formation to honor the service and the retirement for Chief Master Sergeant Williams. I'll be the host, so I'll talk a little more about him then, but for the purpose of this podcast, I'll just say he is one of the finest human beings I've ever known, in uniform and out of uniform. He's a role model to me, someone I want to be like. I wish I could be more like, and I'm going to miss you, Chief.
Thank you, sir.
All right. With that, I'll turn it over to Colonel Switzer.
Thank you, sir. First podcast, that's a tough act to follow, but I'll do my best. First thing I'd like to say is thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to come back to the wing, be a part of the wing leadership team. I'm really excited about that opportunity and the three of us getting to work together again. I, too, would like to pass along my congratulations to Chief Turrell. Spent the better part of my career within operations, and a lot of that time I've spent working with and serving with Chief Turrell. She's an outstanding chief, tremendous loadmaster, passionate individual. I know the operations group is going to miss her, but the wing really picks up a fantastic teammate having her move down to the new position. So my hat's off to the chief. It's It's been a phenomenal career. Looking forward to seeing her continue that success in her new role. And then also I'd like to say thank you to Chief Williams. The last month or so has been, well, it's not been quite a month, has it, Chief?
But yes, sir.
It's kind of flown by. I see Chief as somebody that you can go and talk to and have a conversation with and really flesh things out when you're trying to figure something out. He and I have come to enjoy each other's similar style, and that we like to say things out loud and see how they sound before we get moving on something.
Man, I don't think I want to do it.
But one of the things I wanted to share with the folks that are listening is that, you know, we talk a lot about our service and how we should perform, our core values and all those things. And Chief has just been a model example of all those things. And he's really running through the tape at the end, like we say. So he's finishing the race strong, part of his military career. He's been working hard on just a couple different things. We actually were working on some strategic planning the other day, and I think that's just a great example of how to finish up strong in a great career. So my hat's off to you as well, Chief. Thanks for your service, and looking forward to the send-off on Sunday. That's
Thank you,
all
Colonel.
I have.
Chief King?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Colonel Priest, Colonel Switzer, Chief Williams, thanks for having me today. I, too, would like to thank Chief Williams for his service. So we've been working together probably 3 years now, and when I became the senior enlisted leader up in Ops Group, and he's been a real mentor to me. He was very inclusive. I mean, he made sure he brought the senior enlisted leaders from the groups together, made sure we were a tight team. So I plan to continue that, and I really do appreciate that a lot. You've done a lot of great things. One thing that you've done really well is highlight our airmen. So I like to airmen a quarter. It's our first quarter for 2025 coming up. And so if they have those nominations into your group senior enlisted leaders by 4 April, and then we'll convene probably the week after to pick a winner for the first quarter 2025. And then, Colonel Priest, you mentioned the flood response that we've had. A lot of people stepped up. But I would like to thank the LGRDX office, Major Dyer, Master Sergeant Pritt, and Tech Sergeant Huff. They've been working evenings, weekends, out processing, coordinating people for replacements. And, you know, they're behind the scenes, probably don't get a lot of credit, but they've been working really hard. So I'd like to give them a little shout out.
That's a great point, Chief. Agreed. So,
I'd like to finish off. I'm really grateful for this opportunity that you guys are giving me, being part of this team. I'm really excited to be here. So looking forward to the future.
Thanks, Chief. Chief Williams, time for your probably final podcast, so it's all yours.
I thought about this is likely my final, and all I can really say, and I'm going to save most of the prepared stuff for Sunday's speech, but I'm just extremely humbled and honored to just be a part of this team and be a part of this wing. And to reflect back, I have thousands of stories that are just priceless to me. But, you know, to your guys' point about what this wing does and just routinely, day in, day out, and we often talk about our three R's, you know, respectful, responsive to change, and ready. Sometimes we say, and we talked about this at length as we looked at our new strategic plan, but we say respectful to others, when in reality, that's true, but the majority of the swing is just respectful. Respectful to their tradition, to their heritage, to their standards, to just respectful. And it's just an honor to be a part of. Not only are they responsive to change, but they're just responsive. In general, responsive to floods, responsive to calls to duty, responsive to early morning podcasts, responsive, just responsive. It's just, again, I know I'm being redundant, but just an honor. Just an honor to say that I aligned with these people. These are my peeps, as we like to say. So I'll get into more of that. Moving right along, I want to congratulate Chief Turrell. She's fantastic. I was down in FSS this morning. We both wanted to see Lieutenant Colonel Sherrod, and she goes, I got to see my new boss. And Colonel, you're spot on. She's already eager to dive in there and do new things, and she's going to be fantastic. And I look forward to her retirement ceremony on Friday. Some good news to wrap up Airman of the Year for 2024. We found out last week that our first sergeant, Senior Master Sergeant Jeremy Callen, not only was he selected as the Wing First Sergeant of the Year, but he was selected as the First Sergeant of the Year for the state of West Virginia. And he's found out middle of last week that he won Region 2 first sergeant of the year. And see if I can remember that. It is West Virginia, Virginia, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and the Air National Guard Readiness Center.
That's great.
That's an extremely fantastic accomplishment. And so I look forward to recognizing him at Commander's Call Thursday afternoon. Got a trophy for him, and he's just been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, like so many airmen in this wing are. And I believe that is all I have, except I forgot one thing. I want to welcome Chief King and Colonel Switzer to the team. You know, sir, we talk about how great our team's been here. And I thought about, we had a winning team, you know, me and you, Colonel Char, we were a winning team. I really feel good about the time we had together. And I remember Colonel Char's passion when he said he was the first one to break up the team at his ceremony. And I've been kind of dwelling on that. And, you know, the difference between a really good team and a dynasty is as players come and go, dynasties, they keep winning. So you guys, you're going to keep winning. Our winning team will be a dynasty.
I like it.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist reminding you to stay ready to go.